And people want to hear about baseball, too. 36 home runs hit yesterday, some mammoth home runs on opening day. With regard to the testing and this investigation, even though some could argue that steroids, as it was, is certainly permanently out, as it was, but then there is HGH, and people have said and whispered and said outright that Giambi's rise or recovery last season was because, sure, he wasn't doing steroids anymore, but HGH is something that's still allowed. Do you think that's what's going on in baseball today?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I certainly wouldn't want to make any allegations against Jason in particular. I've got no idea if it's just the result of protein shakes at this point. But I think we could say this, Nick. You know, as a professional athlete, amateur athletes, all kinds of athletes at the top level are always looking for an edge. And if there are things out there that cannot be detected that will help them and they know will help them, then they're going to take them. That's the case with steroids. Why wouldn't it be the case with HGH? I can't speak to it medically and tell you if it's as beneficial as some of the steroids are, for hitting home runs and maintaining strength and energy and all those kinds of things. But if there's something out there that's going to help, and it's not detectable, then they're going to take it.